in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 1033. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tovshin Dalet, Brooklyn, New York. This is the Rebbe's answer to the sailors and the officers, the captains that are on the boat called Mizgov while they are visiting the United States. Shalom Abracha. May he came there. The Rebbe says, with pleasantness, I heard from your friend, the young man Yitzchok Gittelson, about your visit to the United States. And through him, I'm sending you a blessing of Boyachem L'Sholem, welcoming you into peace, and warmer and good and warm and regards and best wishes. It's self-understood that one of the purposes of the visit to the United States or any other country is in order to gain and to acquire for people, they should honor and they should praise the settlement of our holy land for the people of Israel. May it be built and prepared. By ways that you will serve as an example from the life that has been developing in Eretz Yisrael, the way is Zvon Yisrael, and you will represent each one the best of the forces of our people, the important and elevated that we are, that the best qualities, you know, you'll be in your best behavior, so to speak, you know, for representing it. What is the most important and greatest by us that we have for what the goyim, for the eyes of the nation? What is the most important of him? From the time that we Jewish people became a nation, that means from the time from Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, that is a occasion that we celebrate on the festival of Shavuos, which is going to come in very close days. The Jewish people were always the minority of all the nations. They were minority in quantity. But from that time itself, from time of Matan Torah, we have served as an example and as a guide, as a leading guide for the entire universe in quality. We may be smallest in quantity, but we have led the way, showing the world the quality, the values in spirituality, beruchnius. We have spread the idea of monotheism, unity of God, keeping the ways of Hashem to do charity and justice, etc., etc. From then till today, in every generation, they stand up against us. Nations, they stand up against us. But notwithstanding all that, the Jewish people is chai v'kayam, lives and exists. At the same time, that all those that are standing up against us, which is namely Ashur and Bavel, Yavon and Roimi, those are the nations that the Jews were persecuted and exiled in them. In the end, they are destroyed. There is no remnant and there is no escape, nothing left of all our persecutors, those who hurt us and those who did all troubles, nothing left of them. So what's very clear based on the above? That what's the secret of our existence, of our people's existence? It doesn't hinge on quantity, but rather it hinges on quality. It's not with the force of the arm, but it's the values, it's our spiritual values, internal spiritual values that our nation has absorbed inside itself, and they became part of who we are. As the verse says, "V'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." Those of you that are connected to God, your God, our spiritual connection, that is why we are all alive today. Chayim kulchem hayom. Same thing is true for the goal of your visit in wherever you come. If you want to, you wish to represent the special character of the Jewish life, the main line of the Jewish people, in which we are distinguished, in something that he is excelling in, and something that they are excellence, and this is their greatness. So you must place on the forefront Al-Nes, and to emphasize the spiritual powers of the Jewish people. The fact that we override the spiritual is over the material. The Tzura over the Chomer. As our prophet says, Lo bechayil velo bekoach, ki im beruchi omar Hashem tzvokos. It is not with the armies and it's not with the force, but it's with my spirit, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts. With blessings for a happy holiday, happy Shavuos, success in accomplishing your mission, your true mission, and your sole goal of in this world, your mission to do in this world with success. And here again, look, you see the Rebbe is taking an opportunity of a visit of some Israeli on a boat to come and utilizing it to teaching them, first of all, for themselves, what it is to be a Jew, how to be proud to be a Jew, and what it, and the values of what we really stand for, and that since they are representing the Jewish people, the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, they must exemplify that, and that's something that they must hold always in the forefront. This was also the Rebbe's policy, and the Rebbe always demanded that when the people meet the nations of the world, they should always have the Goyin Yaakov, they should always have that pride, and they should not waver and should not hesitate when they meet up with other people, our rights to Eretz Yisrael, why Eretz Yisrael is part of the Jewish people. And the Rebbe said and believed that if we tell them the truth, then they'll listen. So in other words, if you tell them half-truth, or you use excuses, or you're afraid to say what you really think, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It only works if you are proud and you tell them as it is from the Torah perspectives, from the spiritual special nation that we are.